Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Universal knowledge is about to hit your ear and your head, or maybe both of your ears if you're lucky. We've got them both open to our discussions. Today we discuss what's in the news, what it matters to you, how maybe it matters. Everybody's different, so maybe you take things differently, a different take on items, the events of the day, the issues of the day. I was just listening here. Jay Kirshner is here. James Collins is at the controls in our studio in, Washington, but he's in Dallas under the New World Order. And they were talking about sleep. People who do radio programs like this, most of my career on the radio has been in the morning. But it wasn't a problem because I, on the farm, been getting up at 4 o'clock. So getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning is no big deal. But if you're not used to getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, as James apparently is not, and Jay really is a trooper, but she's not either. It's okay.
I wake up at 2 a.m. Let's clarify, though.
Well, that doesn't mean you're getting a good night's sleep.
No, I am not. But I do rely on this wonderful app that tells you your 90-minute intervals. So you can set your alarm clock not for a specific time, but so that based on what time you're going to sleep, you wake up at the lightest part of your REM cycle. I feel like that's been a true saving grace.
Really? How, you have to show me how that works because I don't know that. What I'm looking at is a new study. You encouraged me to check this out, James. New study. Up to 70% of us are not getting enough really good rest. You can get, you know, you can go and put your head down and go, but are you, is it really working for you? If you count yourself as somebody who is part of that stat, there are a couple of ways that we can help you out. I'll give you a couple of suggestions, so this may help you out a little bit. For people who have trouble getting back to sleep in the middle of the night, like you get up and go pee or whatever it is you have to do, the advice of Dr. Michael Bruse, the 4-7-8 breathing technique. Ever heard of this, James and Jay?
I've heard of it, yes.
Yeah, have you? Okay, do you use it? You simply breathe.
No, sleeping is my personal superpower. I can shut off my brain and be asleep within a matter of minutes, no matter the time of day, what kind of light is around.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's very fortunate. I think that's the survival for doing stuff at this hour. So breathing, and for those of you who don't know about the 4-7-8 breathing technique, all you have to do is breathe in for a count of four. So, 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, hold your breath for a count of 7, and then breathe out for a count of 8. So, people are now saying, okay, Dougster, what does this do? What it does is lower your heart rate when you're trying to get back to sleep. And that's how you go to, if your heart rate lowers, then your body slows down, you calm down. There's a good app, that Calm app that you see advertised, or you can see it on, American has it on their flights. It really does also relax you, and you go back to dreaming about whatever you're dreaming about. All right, so there it is. That's one way to put yourself back to sleep. Now, I don't want you to do it while this program is on. That wouldn't be fair. Do it later. The 4-7-8 breathing technique. Breathe in for a count of 4, hold your breath for a count of 7, and then breathe out for a count of 8. All right, I'm not going to demonstrate on the air because I don't want... Yeah, I don't want to fall asleep. We got to get to the issues of the day. One of them is a problem with the Russians, but what would you expect from curs like the people that are on the Russian government? I was talking to a woman who works on my farm here in Massachusetts who was born in Moscow, lived in Moscow until she and her husband, quote-unquote, escaped. They took a trip to America, and they never went back. And I was recounting some of my experiences going to Moscow and St. Petersburg and going to Kiev. She pronounces it the correct way, too. She said to me, it's not Kiev, it's Kiev. And I said, well, I was just told that it was Kiev at the time. She says, that's what the Russians call it. She doesn't like Putin, as you can imagine, at all. She and her family, she got a huge family that is in Russia and has come back and forth. Anyway, So to the specifics of the cut in energy supplies to the European Union, apparently there is, it could be severe gas shortages once you go into the wintertime. The Russians say that they're going to cut flows by 20%, and in some of the pipeline to Germany is going to be cut in half. And so what does that do? This is retaliation. I don't understand, unless they're getting money from the Chinese, which apparently they are, and from the Indians, they move the gas over there, and that's how the oil and all that other stuff is going to countries that are not friendly to us. Iran, the axis of evil. So what will the Europeans do? Maybe you, if any of you have traveled to Europe in the last maybe 50, 60 years, there probably aren't many of you, but I was in Europe. The first time I went to England was Europe, 1966. When I was a member of the Heidelberg College Concert Choir, and we sang in Europe. We had 14 dates, went around. It was the first time I had been to Europe, but it was really interesting as I remember looking at the buildings. Some of the churches that we sang in were covered with black soot from the coal that had been burned for forever, actually, you know, far back as these buildings, when the buildings were built, they were using coal to produce warmth. Mm-hmm. And whether they go back to this or not, that's probably the, if they can convert things fast enough, they can go back to coal. Not, you can imagine the environmentalists will be hooping it up when it comes to that, but there are probably very few other choices. Some kind of fossil fuel that they can get a hold of more easily. Gas is the easiest. But anyway, the impact on Europe.
Done absolutely before winter hits.
Yep.
There's
right.
no doubt about that. Or there's going to be so many more lives lost.
Yeah. So anyway, and where does the gas? There are ways you can transport. You know, there are. We have lots of gas here, and there are other places in the world that have gas. They liquefy it, put it on a tanker, and bring it to Europe. That's going to be one of the things that they'll do probably as well. It was easy. It was convenient. It was inexpensive. But apparently that bastard Putin thinks that he's going to be still fighting there, so let's shut everything off. And how he's surviving there, again, back to that same question, man. This is the question everybody's asking, and there's no answer. Nobody's coming up with an answer. You know, you hear nothing from U.S. officials. So they're talking about this to the Europeans, but they aren't talking about getting rid of Putin. So, anyway, that's one thing to think about, I guess, with regard to the Ruskies. Also, they say they're getting out of the space station. I don't think that'll be any loss. Who cares? They were going to pull out of the space station, the partnership they had with the Americans. You could have figured. I'm surprised they're going to stay there until 2024. Although, when you talk,
they're honoring all of their current obligations through the end of 2024. And then the International Space Station isn't going to be decommissioned in 2030.
I think, at some point in time, it'll wear itself out. We'll have put a new one up there probably by then. The Chinese are trying to figure out how to build a space station of their own. And, of course, they're not to be trusted. So, you know, what are they going to use it for? It's like Star Wars, you know, like in reality, instead of just a movie. And that's what's bothering. The folks at NASA say they're going to keep operating the space station as well. They should until 2030 or so. I find this, all of this stuff annoying because we're not doing anything. We're really not. We're sitting on our hands. Russians are getting away with murder, literally and figuratively, and we're doing nothing. And so what's this, the solution to that? I don't know. I can find a solution to making you sleep better, but I can't find a solution. The solution is to shoot Putin in the head. That's the solution. And short of that, you're not going to get any. You're going to get nothing. Speaking of shooting, a lot of conversation in California. There's a survey out about how likely you are either to die or not to die. This is pretty pleasant, huh? In California from at the hands of a gun. We'll talk about that after these words.
Progressive presents, Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage for Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that poor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code T for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code T for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code T for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
All right, so here's the story, by the way, 18 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. By one measure, anyway, people who live in California are about 25% less likely to die in a mass shooting compared to residents in all the other states in America. And because they have this low gun rate, the death by gun rate, people are trying to figure out why. And then you look at the laws, the firearm restrictions there. There are new limits on gun advertising to minors. Why would they be advertising guns to minors? That's
yeah,
pretty
that
sick.
Makes zero sense.
It's sick. Let's see here. Increased inspections of dealers looking for permits and information about people who are applying. A 10-year ban on firearm possession for those convicted of child abuse or elder abuse. So, and here's another part of this. One of the high-profile parts of this is that Californians can sue anybody who distributes semi-automatic rifles that are banned or ghost guns. They are illegal in California. Now, this is actually, that law was modeled after a Texas law that allows private citizens to sue anybody who aids and abets somebody having an abortion. Isn't that an interesting play on the reality of the two probably most controversial things in our country at the moment? Guns and how do you take care of women
preventing
who are pregnant.
Life being lost and
yeah.
Not preventing life being lost.
Right, yeah. So, I don't know, how do you, does it make sense to put this sort of, it makes sense to me. I'm not talking about the abortion thing. I'm talking about the, I don't know what makes, and when it comes to abortion, I don't even know what makes sense. Honestly, I know what I believe, but what do we do to turn, do we have to turn around people's thinking? I don't know that you, I mean, there's such hardcore positions when it comes to both guns and to reproductive rights. And I'm not here to change your mind. I'm here to inform you, and you take the information and do with it what you want. My mind hasn't been changed at all by the thing the Supreme Court has done. But I am interested in this law in California. Anyway, here we are at 21 after the hour.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Crown House.
The reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. TheGoodDayShow.com is where you find the replays. That is the entire program all day, every day, is at GoodDayShow.com, plus our podcast, as just suggested there. Social media connections to us, Facebook and Instagram, it's easy, at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, even easier, Good Day On Air. Now, the question comes here in our celebrity gossip sort of trending section of the hour. Is he or isn't he? The question about Tony Dow. Is he alive or is he dead? We'll find out after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Okay. What's going on with Tony Dow? Remember him from Leave It to Beaver? He was in some other movies and TV shows, but he became a star as the older brother to the Beave on Leave It to Beaver. I'm probably speaking Chinese to you, right, Jay? You don't know who Tony. You don't.
I haven't seen it, but I do know Leave It to Beaver.
Uh-huh.
Was it the Waltons? Was that their last name?
You know, I don't remember what their last name was. I remember
the beef, that's it. And Tony Dow is the brother. And I can tell you, I can see the mother and father, but I can't tell you who the actors' names are. At any rate, this whole thing came to pass when his manager, Tony Dow's manager, told that his wife apparently notified the management team that he was dead. So how was she?
Yeah, she was very distraught over the condition. Just to be clear, at this time he is currently in hospice care, but because she was so distraught, they believed that he was dead, and so they put out this all these notices to social media and everything, and not the Waltons, the Cleavers, Wally Cleaver.
Yeah, it's Cleaver. Beaver Cleaver.
Everybody was thinking, like, oh my goodness, Wally Cleaver is gone, and giving their condolences, and then it was updated and removed because it was like, okay, he is in hospice care, he is technically knocking on death's door. He'd been battling cancer. He is currently still alive, so it was a little bit of too soon of an announcement. This happened with Tom Petty when he went into the hospital after the overdose, and a lot of people were saying he was already gone when he was still, in fact, fighting for his life.
Yep. Well, I forget who it said. Who said that the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I guess Tony Dow could say that. All right, so that's the update. It's 28 after on the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars USA reported sales of 8,434 cars in June, with recharge models, EVs and PHEVs, representing 25.1% of total volume as industry changes persist. Sales of recharge models accounted for 27.9% of sales across the region. Volvo says demand for our cars remains strong, but inventory challenges continue. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the dog days of summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now, it's the buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer Sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As America braces for a recession, the feds will make an announcement today about how much more it will cost to borrow money. Second quarter GDP numbers will be announced Thursday, and July CPI numbers, or Consumer Price Index, will be announced August 10th. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on NBC News last night.
This is not an economy that's in recession, but we're in a period of transition in which growth is slowing.
Janet Yellen was one of the first in the Biden administration to tell us inflation was transitory. General Motors announced net profits tumbled 40% in the second quarter, hurt by supply chain troubles. As President Biden surrendered America's energy independence, the result is Russia has more power to influence the world. Russia state gas giant Gazprom severely reduced gas supplies to Europe once again on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When Democrat leaders pushed the defund the police movement, for most it was not an election year. Now that the result of their defund movement has resulted in more violence against Americans and emboldened criminals, many progressives are singing a different tune this year. Spokane, Washington County Sheriff Ozzie Konecovich on Fox News calls out liberal lawmakers for making his state worse now that violent crime is up 12% in Washington state.
We arrest them, they get out immediately. The judges don't hold them accountable, and it truly is a time for the American people to look at who they're electing and stop electing these Democratic socialist ideas that we keep bringing forward and it's damaging the very fabric of our communities. They're the ones that passed the laws that made it almost impossible for law enforcement to make contact with criminals. And once we arrest them, they continue to make laws that they get out very quickly.
Possession of any drug, including deadly fentanyl, is now legal in Washington state. The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Doug Steffens Good Day Show.
Here's a lady who lost her hair because she had a brain tumor. Her son grew out his own hair and cut it to make a wig for
her. Isn't that sweet?
Melanie Shaha of Arizona started having dull headaches. Doctors concluded they were symptoms of a benign brain tumor. And so her son grows his hair. And it's kind of neat.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright.
Yes, here we are with a discussion of many of the top stories of the day, the items of interest and import, according to us anyway. If you got yours, you can always send your suggestions. Look at all the people we have on social media. I open up my Facebook page and I see all kinds of things that are there from all of our listeners. Not all of them, but from many of them. And it seems since, Jay, you've been there, there have been many more people who are encouraged, feeling comfortable about having an exchange of conversation with us.
Yes, so I know joining you get back the conversation.
To yeah, why not? Here is part of the conversation when it comes to the heat, the Southwest, woof, Phoenix especially, but all across the country, although now here in New England, I expect where you are in Cleveland, that the heat has been broken. It's been cool. It was wonderful yesterday. It was in the 80s and temperate and no humidity. I did a lot of haying on the farm yesterday. I'm going to do a lot today because it's good drying weather and you can get in, you know, get things done quickly without frying.
It's been really enjoyable.
Yeah, nice. But to address what's going on in Phoenix, I suppose this would be from the good news department because it is the hottest city in America. They're trying to avoid it getting any hotter. And as you know, the heat comes in part from the street. The pavement, asphalt, absorbs the heat. And because it does, it really makes the temperature as much as 10 degrees higher because of how asphalt actually works. Asphalt is a petroleum-based product, mixing all kinds of aggregates, not unlike concrete. Concrete does the same thing, but the asphalt is really much worse than concrete. So what they're doing there, they have created, they've come up with, some inventor has come up with a gray sealant that reflects the sun rather than absorbing it. I thought that was fairly clever. They've used it on 73 miles of city streets. They have noticed in those neighborhoods the temperature is 10 to 12 degrees cooler than other parts of the city. How about this for combating global warming, much as anything else, right?
And this, that's really fascinating.
Yeah, it is. The average summer temperature in Phoenix is about 110 degrees. So, okay.
Have you ever been visiting Phoenix and you go to brush your teeth and the water is this weird warm?
Yeah, I don't like Phoenix. And no offense to the new folks that are listening on the station in Phoenix. What I don't like about it, the people there are great. People go and they have it's a wonderful place to enjoy yourself. Scottsdale, some of the areas around, lots of great recreational opportunities. I just don't like to be that hot. I don't live well in that kind of heat. So anyway, they say that Phoenix in the future, and this could be something, man, whoever came up with this is going to be a kajillionaire because this is maybe what will make the city cooler. Global warming is a problem, and climate change is a problem. It depends on how you know, I'm not going to get into that debate now. It's another one of these, like, birth control and guns. The conversations don't go far. So anyway, that's a great way for them to combat it, and good for them, and good for the person that came up with this gray sealant. Speaking of how to make a lot of money, Mega Millions. The jackpot is now over $1 billion.
This is disappointing because it means we didn't win.
That's very great. Did you see the story of the guy who bought, what was it, about 50,000? I think,
yes, 50,000. So one of his employees actually went and did the work because he was out of the country, and it apparently took 7 to 8 hours for the machine to print all of those tickets out. But because this guy has 50,000 employees, he bought 50,000 tickets, so that way if any one ticket is a winner, he will split those winnings 50,000 ways.
Wow. How cool is that? Right? That's very cool.
This is raising
Cane's chicken fingers. I don't know that. Do you know that? I don't. Chick-fil-A, but I don't know
that brand. No.
What part of the country are they in? I travel all over the place. I don't even recognize the name. But they have 50,000 employees, so they got to have a heck of a lot of stores. And buying all those tickets, yeah, it would take all day. Everything. They were all, what do they call them? The random tickets, quick picks. Quick picks. So the fellow who runs it is A.J. Kumaran, who said that he wanted to buy the tickets and to spread them around. So he did. And now they're keeping them. Well, they're no good because of there wasn't a winner last night. So they're going to start all over again, another 50,000, if that's what he wants to do. I think that's kind of a great way to build morale, huh?
Isn't that cool? And yeah. Apparently he didn't get the multiplier because he paid up $100,000, which each ticket is $2.
Yep, right.
But dang, that's awesome.
Yeah. All right. By the way, I just wanted to pass along the whole business of whether you're worshiping at the altar of climate change or not. And you hear the story about the Department of Agriculture. I saw this in my farm magazine yesterday. And yeah, are you subscribing to all those farm papers now that you're helping me with the farm show? All the farm magazines.
Yeah, on all the email lists.
Right, okay. So the Farm Bureau is reporting that the Department of Agriculture is going to plant a billion trees, a million a year, a billion over the next 10 years, and they say it'll fight climate change. Whether it does or it doesn't is good, because no matter what happens, the trees, especially if they're maple trees, not the pine trees, the deciduous trees versus the evergreens, if you will. Evergreens don't do a damn thing. I even think evergreen trees other than Christmas trees are ugly. I've got some of them on my property, and they're kind of really ugly. I'm going to cut them down this fall because they don't do anything, and they keep the sun from coming to the trees that are coming along underneath them. Anyway, so the Department of Agriculture is going to plant a billion trees to help deal with climate change. Whether it does or it doesn't, whether you agree or you disagree, having trees is a great way for us to ensure that we have enough air to breathe. Maybe some of you know this, maybe some of you don't. The amount of oxygen in the air has gone down steadily in the last, well, since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution. It used to be that the content of the air was 27% oxygen. You know, there are a lot of other things. You're breathing, but you're not breathing. You know, you see these. I have these oxygen tanks. Not because I have a problem breathing, but because oxygen is great for your system. So I, every couple of hours, as I am able to, I'll take a couple of quick hits of the oxygen machine. It wakes you up. It's good for your innards. It's good. Every oxygen is so good. You have heard about hyperbaric oxygen chambers, Jay, right? Do you know what those are?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Okay. And you'll see it whenever you're watching football, especially if you have teams that aren't used to the higher altitude.
They'll be Denver.
They'll be down on the sidelines with the oxygen tanks. They're in Vegas after a heavy night of adult libations. A lot of people will go to oxygen bars.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really? That's just not my cup of tea, so I don't.
But that just goes to show that oxygen is amazing.
Yeah. Well, it's the stuff that life is made from, or made of, if you will. But I said 27% used to be before the Industrial Revolution. It's down now to, you can check this, and I know you do. I think it's down to like 14%. It's either 14 or 18%. Of the air is oxygen now. It used to be 27-28%. But if you plant that many trees and don't take away from agriculture, see, one of the things that, this may have been a holdover from the Obama years, where the Department of Agriculture announced what Obama wanted to do was take away 50,000 acres of farmland and plant trees. And the agricultural community said, hey, pal, Where do you think the food's going to come from if you guys keep filling up the land? There are more trees in America now than there ever have been in the natural way. Naturally, trees, they replant themselves everywhere. My lawn this year, I have huge maple trees all around my house. And the lawn, as we started the season, had little trees, like hundreds, maybe thousands of them, from where the seedlings drop off the tree, they land on your lawn, and they start growing, and they'll grow until you mow them. And so, but that, you know, the kinds of things that come from those sorts of trees are the things that add to the oxygen, the photosynthetic process, which is one of my favorite things to talk about, as you know. But it's really, it's very, very good. And I think this, as long as we're not giving up farmland, because we need every bit of it. As a matter of fact, the Department of Agriculture should be talking to the Department of the Interior about taking back some of the land the Department of the Interior has taken to protect certain species. What's more important, protect species, a horny toad, whatever, or to keep human beings in food. I think I'll take the latter, thanks. So let's use some common sense here. But the planting of the trees, as long as they're put back in the right places, that's a great idea. So good for them. 45 after the hour. I want to talk a little bit more about monkeypox in a moment.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to get conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The United States, Jay, now leads the globe in reported monkeypox cases, according to data, but the number is so small, there has been this whole business about the monkeypox, the World Health Organization, blah, blah, blah. But most of the experts here are discounting, including Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here's what he has to say about monkeypox.
The highest rates right now, monkeypox, California, New York, Illinois. Because of the rates of homosexuality that exist in those states, it's well established that monkeypox is being spread by members of the gay community. Yet there's so few outlets out there covering that fact. And I'm not trying to demonize any community, not at all. It's just to assure people who are not members of that community that these things are not nearly as scary as they would have you believe. Cases are, ironically enough, very high in Florida, because cities like Miami and Orlando have big homosexual communities, and this is largely spread through direct contact with the infectious rash or the scabs or the body fluids, respiratory secretions, during prolonged face-to-face contact, intimate physical contact, kissing, cuddling, sex. So the average heterosexual, which is, 95% of the population, is not in danger. But now the WHO, the World Health Organization, is coming out and saying, well, we think it might be spread through the air. No, it's not an airborne disease. Oh, no, maybe it can be. I mean, this is changing science once again because they have millions upon millions of doses of smallpox vaccine.
Right, and they're still what are they doing
on the shelves.
Yeah. So the committee, the committee here says there's no emergency. That's the bottom line. Thank you. Jack, 10 before the hour.
Message.
message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them, and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Past the hour, we're getting into the Fast and Furious Farm, Food, and Family News. How do you like that for alliteration, Jay?
I like it.
You like it. Okay, let's get to the problem that fans of the Klondike Choco Taco are having.
Choco Taco.
See you later, alligator. They have, this has been on those ice cream trucks. Most of the stuff you get on ice cream trucks is crap anyway. And so it's all packaged ice cream, and it's really, some of it's not even ice cream. It's a frozen sort of dessert concoction. Anyway, but Klondike, that made Choco Taco for 40 years, says, we're done. It's over. I don't know why, because nobody likes it anymore? Maybe that's what I would think they'd keep making it. They discontinued it. And I'm not sure why, because wasn't there an increase in demand? Or is it just other Klondike things like Eskimo pie, that kind of stuff?
Well, and when you think about what it actually is, it's a light vanilla ice cream encased in a waffle cone that looks like a taco. It's partially dipped in milk chocolate and then topped with peanuts. So just saying those ingredients, that sounds like almost so many other items.
Yeah, it's like everything else.
Yeah, just this year, Choco Taco Taco Bell actually partnered with Klondike, bringing the Choco Taco to a few of their locations for a limited time just to celebrate Klondike's 100-year anniversary. But I guess people just are kind of like
not buying it as much.
Yeah, totally discontinued.
Here's a problem for people who are using amaranth flour in their cooking. The folks, let's see here, in Colorado, it's Vitamin cottage natural food markets. They've recalled this natural grocer's brand of organic amaranth because of salmonella contamination or the possibility of it. This we have almost every week. We have one or two or sometimes three of these things. So if you have been buying this grain at natural grocer stores in Arkansas, Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, Idaho, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, in other words, everywhere, then you probably should bring it back. Natural grocer's label is on it. Bring the packages back and get your money back. That's the bottom line, how to take care of that. Some deer are going to be killed in Wisconsin, and we'll tell you why that's going to happen after this.
Stress. It never seems to end when you owe money to the IRS. What about the years of unfiled tax returns? Have you tried another tax service and gotten nowhere? Then you need Tax Alliance. Why? Years of being A-plus rated with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints sets them apart. Call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275. Don't wait until the IRS attacks your wages, bank account, your home or pension, and even your Social Security check. Tax Alliance specializes in IRS tax relief programs, including the Fresh Start Initiative, which can finally free yourself from IRS debt. Their tax professionals can file returns, fight the IRS to substantially lower your IRS debt, or possibly even have it forgiven. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call 800-624-9275. That's 800-624-9275.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
All right, so 300 deer on this farm in Wisconsin, Jay, the largest depopulation of deer scheduled to take place later on this month. The action ordered by the Department of Ag there after this disease, which really, if you look at them, it's called the zombie deer disease, but it's just the emaciation. They get something in their system. And so the only way to get rid of it is to kill the animals so that it doesn't spread. And so apparently these white-tailed deer are in pens. This is a place where they actually raise deer, Maple Hill Farm in Wisconsin. That's kind of a tragedy.
It's really sad, especially because not all of the deer have it.
But no.
Because there's a chance that they just all have to be, it's just so awful.
Well, it's contagious among that sort of species. Elk, moose can also get this. It's an infectious protein, apparently. And I'm not sure whether or not, I don't think it can be transferred to livestock. Like, humans can't get it and cows can't get it. But the deer do. And there are places around the country where deer are raised because there are people who eat deer meat and they like it. I think it's good.
Exactly. And it's not recommended that humans consume the meat with, you know, CWD positive animals, the chronic wasting disease. But it has been done because when you're a hunter, it's not like you're testing it, are you?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not likely that you are. All right, 59 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program this is Wednesday. Yeah, it is Wednesday. All day.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.